Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 91 of the JB Sism Show. Today, I'm going to talk about dominating your email inbox using my proven method. I'm going to help you take care of email the right way so you can focus on the right thing.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
Well, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and this show is designed to help you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed in life. That's right, my friends. I give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, my friends, welcome to today's show. We're talking about email. And do you stare every day at the thousands of unread emails in your inbox and you wonder, well, golly, am I ever going to get to them? Well, I can't tell you how often someone asks me how I deal with 5 different email accounts. That's right, I have 5 email accounts. Well, it's easier than you think. Well, my friends, in today's episode, I'm going to dive into the 4 things I do every day to keep my email under control. And if you follow these simple steps, your email will no longer control you, you'll control it. I also have some really exciting things that I've been working on while we have been on hiatus, and I can't wait to share them with you. Well, my friends, this show is going to be fun. I'm excited. Welcome back. This is the JB Sism Show. As always, it is good to be back behind the microphone. I've been staring at my microphone for a couple of weeks saying, oh man, I want to be back behind the microphone. But I've been busy here at home and at work, and it's been absolutely insane. We're right in the middle of Easter at Life Church, and so I'm busy trying to get that done. I'm helping another author design and typeset their book, so that's taking up a lot of my time as well. And if you haven't noticed, I put out a survey on my website. It was my 2017 reader survey, and this survey just helped give me an idea of what I'm supposed to be doing this next year on my blog, and I wanted to hear from you, the reader. Now, usually I mention it here on the podcast as well. I did not this year, and maybe that was part of my problem. I just didn't have a very good turnout on the of the readership who took the survey. But, you know, that's okay. I move on, and I just keep plugging forward. Well, I'm going to tell you in a little bit some of the things that I am working on here for jbsism.com. And some of the things that I've been doing for the last month. So it's going to be a fun episode, and we're talking about email today. I have, and I said it a moment ago, I have 5 email accounts. I have my personal email account. I have jbsism.com email. I have the main Life Church email. I have actually 2 of the main Life Church emails, and I have my personal church email account. So you can imagine I get inundated with messages on all of these emails, and I bet you between all 5 accounts, I get close to 400 or 500 emails a day. Now think about that for a second. 400 to 500 emails. That is a stinking lot of email to sift through. So I want to kind of walk through today some of the things that I do to help break email up, to help make it easier. Because if I don't, I'm going to be staring at thousands and thousands and thousands of emails. You know, I was talking to my dad the other day, and I don't mean to out you, but Your inbox is filled with emails. A lot of unread ones. He kind of sifts through, finds the one he wants to read, and then leaves the rest. And I think that's how a lot of people view their email. They just look for the emails they want, and they leave the rest. And then an email falls through the cracks, and you wonder, well, gee, whatever happened to that email? Or did you ever get my email and never heard back from you? So it gets a little cumbersome at times to have that many emails, but I have a proven method that I do every single week that helps me cut through the clutter and get it taken care of. So I'm going to give you my best, I guess my best solution on taking care of email. So number one is you have to clean the clutter. You have to clean the clutter. When you have your email opened up for the first time in the morning, like my church email, I'll get 400 emails that will pop through. And then I gotta sift through them and I gotta decide what's junk, what's bad, what's I don't need in my inbox, and what I need to respond to right away. So I ask myself these four questions. So these four questions, and if you ask yourself these questions, you are going to be ahead of the curve. You're going to be ahead of the game. And these four questions, if all you get out of today is these four questions, and I want you to write them down. If you're driving, don't do it now. Wait till you get to the office. You can even pause this and listen to it later if you want. But I want you to take a moment and think through these questions every time you open up your email. So here we go. So ask these questions. And this is how you clean the clutter. Number one, can I delete the email? That's right. I say, can you delete the email? Well, you have to answer that question. So what I do is, the first thing I do is I highlight all of my unread emails. I just highlight them all. And I do that on purpose because what I'm going to walk you through will help you eliminate a large portion of your emails real quick. So I highlight all of my emails. I ask myself, can I delete? And I start going systematically through each email. And then I deselect, so unhighlight, any email that interests me and any email that I need to respond to. And then what I do is I hit that big old fat delete button. Now, you can do it a different way. That's just the way I do it. I like to highlight and then unselect everything that I selected. And then I do the next questions. But what you could do is just start at the top and say, do I need this email? Yes or no? And if it's a no, delete it. And then you just move on down to the next email. Do I need it? Yes or no? And delete it. And if you don't need it, get rid of it. You don't need to keep it in your inbox. You don't need to move it to any other folder. You just simply have to delete it. If you know you're never going to come back to it, get rid of it, delete it. The second question you need to ask yourself is, do I need to respond to the email now? That's another great question. Do I need to respond to the email now? So if I can't delete it, well, do I have to respond to it? Well, maybe. Maybe I have to respond to this email, and so don't push it off till later. Hit reply, type out your reply, and send it out, and then move on to your next email. And then ask yourself, can I delete it or do I need to respond? But what if you don't need to respond? And this is where the third one comes in. Can I push off my email until tomorrow or later in the day? So I can't delete it. I don't necessarily have to respond now. Well, maybe I need to do some more research on it, so I need to flag it for later, flag it for tomorrow. And so you assign a task to that email, and you can do that with a simple stroke. I think in Microsoft Outlook, I think it's like Control 1 pushes it off till tomorrow. Control 2 in 2 days, something like that. So what you do is, with a stroke of a key, you assign a task to it, and then you move on to your next email. So if you don't need to respond and you can't delete it, push it off till later. And you have to ask yourself, do I need to worry about it later today, or do I need to worry about it tomorrow? And if you can wait until tomorrow, push it off tomorrow and then move on to the next email. All right. So those are the questions you need to ask yourself. Can I delete it? And if so, delete it. Do I need to respond now? Yes or no? And if it's yes, then respond. If it's no, then delete it. Or, but if it's also no, can I push it off till later? Can I push it off till later in the day? If that's yes, then push it off till later in the day. Or if it's tomorrow or later in the week, okay, I'm going to push it off till later in the week. And then you move on. Once you either have deleted, you responded, or you pushed everything off, all you have to do is highlight all of your emails and move them over into a folder called processed. Now, that's just what I do. I call it my processed folder, meaning I've processed all of these emails. I've gone through them systematically from top to bottom. It doesn't matter how many I have. And with 400 emails, it can go pretty quick. It'll take maybe 10 to 20 minutes at the most at the beginning of my day. And then I don't worry about it. So I move everything over into my process folder, and my process folder basically tells me I'm done with that email. And I can recall emails later. I can go in that folder and I can recall an email if I need to. But I just move everything off of my inbox. That way my inbox stays clean, and then I can see any new emails that come through, and it'll be easier to sift through them, if that makes sense. So you don't want your emails hanging around in your inbox. You want to make sure all of your emails are read, either deleted, either responded to, or pushed off till later. Now, here's the thing. Even if you move a flagged email over to later, into the process folder, it's still, your email program is still going to remind you that you have that flagged email. So it doesn't matter where it is in your folders, Outlook is still going to remind you when you have to take care of that email. And I know there's some other programs out there you can use. Gmail has a pretty good system as well for flagging and adding to the calendar as well. And actually, I think it works a little bit better than Outlook, but that's just me. But basically, if you ask yourself these questions, you're going to be ahead of the curve. You're going to be cleaning out the clutter in your email inbox. Now, if you're going to do this, I encourage you to start it fresh. And if you have anything that is unread in your email inbox, you know, sort them by unread, highlight everything unread, and just hit delete, because you're never going to read those, and just delete them, and you'll clean out probably half of your inbox doing that. Everything else that you've already read, move over to a process folder, get it out of your email inbox, that way you're not distracted by what's in your email inbox. All right. So number one is clean out the clutter. Get rid of the emails that you don't need and take care of the ones that you have to take care of. Secondly, is take a break. And that's what I'm saying. Take a break. Now, for me, I check my email at a minimum of 2 times a day. At a minimum of 2 times a day. I might check it at a maximum of 4 times a day. But I try not to check my email more than that, because otherwise email just gets in the way. Now, and I will only check my email more often in the day. I try to prefer 2, but I'll try to check my email more often in the day if I know I'm waiting for an email from somebody. So I want to make sure I check it, do a quick check at least once an hour to see if that email's come through. If not, I actually don't do anything in my email inbox. I just check it to see if the email I'm looking for is there, and then I move on. Well, one of the easiest ways to take a break from your email is either A, turn off your email. So there's a little toggle switch on your email called online and offline. If you select that and you move it to offline, you're not going to be receiving any emails. Now, I do this when I'm focusing on a major project, and I don't want my email buzzing. If you have a Microsoft email product, or you have a mail, Apple's mail, you're going to get these little notifications that pop up on your computer screen that says, hey, so-and-so emailed you. Well, if you get a lot of emails a day, that's going to go ding, 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 ding all day long. And it's super annoying. At least I find it really annoying. So what I do is I turn my email off. I go offline on it. That way, I'm not going to be distracted by my email. Now, I can do the same thing on my phone using Gmail. I can do the same thing on my computer. All I have to do is just select offline. And I'm not going to be bothered or inundated with emails that are coming in. So that's one thing you can do is just take a break. Because if you're like me, and this is why I move everything over into what's called a process folder, because if I don't, I'm going to see all those emails in my inbox and I'm going to go through and reread them. Well, the emails aren't going anywhere. So I don't want to do that. So this is why, thirdly, you have to be diligent, because it's so easy to get caught up in rechecking your email over and over. Well, your emails, like I'm saying, they're not going anywhere. They're going to stay in your email inbox forever, unless you delete them. So you don't need to recheck them. The wording on the email is not changed. So you don't have to worry about it. Just accept it. Just accept it. And be diligent not to check your email more than 2 or 3 times a day. Now, if you are in a business where you have to check your email more often than that, then you find out the best times of the day. I'm going to check my email at 9, at noon, at 3, and then at 5 before I go home. So you check your email maybe 4 times a day, and you respond to anything and everything that is pressing. Everything else you flag for tomorrow, especially if you're towards the end of the day, you flag it for tomorrow so that you can respond right away in the morning before you check your email. So be diligent. It's easy to stop caring and let your email build back up. So don't do that. Check your email constantly within the allotted times that you give yourself. Don't check it every hour. Don't check it every 5 minutes, because you're just wasting your time. Be diligent. Check it a few times a day. And you can even say in your voicemail on your phone, you can even say, I check my emails and my voicemails at such and such times a day. Just know I will get back to you as soon as I'm able to. And that you're now giving people a clear directive of what you're looking for and how you're going to go about everything. So do that. Finally is analyze your to-do list. Analyze your list. So remember how we pushed everything off to tomorrow or later in the day? Especially those that you've pushed off till tomorrow or later in the week, review them at the end of the day. And then you put them on your task management system. And you assign them a task. That way, it's your phone or your computer is going to remind you immediately that these need to be done. And the things you've pushed off to the end of the day, take care of each of those with a quick email. And if you decided, yeah, okay, I really didn't need to do that today, push it off till tomorrow and assign a task to it. Now, I use a task management system called Productive. And And I love the ease of use of it, and I will assign all of my tasks to it, and then I move on. Another great one, and I've kind of been fiddling around with this one as well, is Todoist. And Todoist is a great app as well, but do whatever it is that you do as a task management system, and then assign the emails that you need to take care of until later. You can do it with a stroke of a key. You can do it just by simply typing it in. Whatever you got to do, just remember to come back to the emails you flagged for later. Come back to the emails that you flagged to do at the end of the day. Because if you forget about them and you don't assign them to anything, nothing is ever going to happen with them, even if your email inbox reminds you of these flagged items. So clean out the clutter. So can you delete it? Then delete it. Do I need to respond now? Then just respond. Can I push it off till later? If you can, push it off. Otherwise, if you've done all of that, move everything over to a process folder. That way your inbox is clean. And then remember to check your email just a couple times a day. Unless you're waiting for an email, then you can check it one or two more times during the day. And then when you're working on projects so you can focus, turn your email off. And then be diligent. It's easy to get caught up in rechecking email. It's not going anywhere, so don't worry about it. And be diligent to do this every day so that your email inbox doesn't build back up to something monstrous. And then analyze your to-do list. Remember that we've push things off till later. You have to review them and you have to assign a task to them so that you remember to come back to them at the end of the day. So if you do those four things, I guarantee you, you're going to take a better, you're going to have a better look and a better handle on your email inbox. So that's what I encourage you to do. Because email is something that is powerful, but email is also something that can suck away your time like nobody's business. So that being said, I'm going to grab a quick drink here and I'll be right back. All right. I have my coffee here. This is good stuff. I'm recording this at about 7:30 in the morning on Wednesday, March 15th. That's right. This is going live today. I'm a little bit late on recording this. Yesterday, I was working on a project and I did not get a chance to record this podcast. So I promised I would have a podcast episode on Fridays. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm having this episode recorded on Fridays. It tells you how tired I am. Holy cow. I promised I would have a new episode every Wednesday. And so that's why I'm recording it on a Wednesday, because I'm going to go live with it on Wednesday. So, yeah, I used to actually have my podcast going live on Fridays. And then Wednesdays was, I can't remember what I did on Wednesdays. I did something on Wednesdays. But I moved the podcast to Wednesdays because that's where I was getting the majority of my views. And I really wanted my podcast to be the front and center, because I believe this is where I give some of my best information is on the podcast. So anyway, so I hope you enjoyed today's topic. But speaking of email, I mentioned in episode 90, you can find that at jbsism.com/090. I mentioned that I had made the switch from MailChimp, which was a free email service provider, to a paid one called ConvertKit. And I made that switch because ConvertKit gave me a lot of really nice features that I've been wanting to tap into, but I'd be paying about the same amount, if not more money, with MailChimp for some of those same features. And I didn't like that idea. So I made the switch to ConvertKit. Actually, I'm wearing their t-shirt right now that says "Teach Everything You Know." But one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to create email sequences. And email sequences, basically, when somebody signs up for my newsletter, every Friday they're going to receive in their email inbox an email from me that gives some of my best tips, tricks, and strategies on taking life to the next level. And that's really what I wanted to focus on. But I was finding that anybody who signed up for my email newsletter, they didn't get my older posts. They didn't get my older emails. Well, I wanted everybody to get every email I ever sent on this email newsletter. So I created this inside of ConvertKit, where if you sign up for my Friday newsletter, and you can do that by going to jbsism.com/subscribe, jbsism.com/subscribe for my email newsletter. Every Friday, you're going to get my best tips, tricks, and strategies for writing, for blogging, and for just simply productivity and leadership skills. And I want to help you take your life, your family, your ministry to the next level. And this is one way I can do that. Well, when you sign up for my email newsletter, you're going to get in your inbox an email. I don't have to send it. It does it automatically. The program does it for me. So that is pretty slick. Well, I was thinking and doing my reading and devotionals, and I came up with this idea. And I was like, this might be a really good idea. I was doing a speed typing test. Or speed reading test, not typing test. I was doing a speed reading test. And it said that I could read the entire Bible. If I read at 750 words a minute, I could read the entire Bible in about 20 hours. Now, I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, that's insane. Well, I got this idea. Well, what if I tried to read the Bible in 30 days? I know what you're thinking. That's an insane goal. So I threw the challenge out there on Facebook, and I said, anybody want to join me? And I had several people, half a dozen people or so, that said, yeah, I want to join you. So I went into ConvertKit, and I created a 30-day Bible challenge. That's right. I created a 30-day Bible challenge. 32 emails over the course of 32 days. 30 of those emails are the daily reading assignments. One's a welcome and one's a congratulations, you finished. Now, the goal necessarily isn't to... Oh, I guess the goal is to read the Bible in 30 days, but I know not everybody's going to do that, and I know I'm probably not going to be able to do that, but I'm going to come pretty darn close. And one of the things that I did is I created this email sequence. Well, I'm like, well, this is a great way to build my email newsletter list because I wanted to get more people on my email newsletters. So I created this 30-day Bible challenge. And people signed up for it, about a half a dozen people. I have a special Facebook page. And people are enjoying it. They're finding enjoyment out of it. And God is talking to them. They're learning new things about the Bible that they never thought was there before. So if I was with MailChimp, I never would have been able to put this 30-day Bible challenge together because every day an email goes out for 30 days. So I'm excited about this. Now, if you want to take this challenge and you're like, well, gee, I would love to try to read the Bible in 30 days. Well, I'm giving you the chance, and this is not going away, so it doesn't matter when you're listening to this episode. You can sign up for this 30-day Bible challenge. So I want you to go to jbsism.com/Bible Challenge. jbsism.com/Bible Challenge. And you can sign up using your name and email address. If you're already on my email list, don't worry about it. You can still sign up for this. And take the challenge. And I encourage you to do that because I believe the Lord will talk to you. And I believe that you're going to learn more about who you are as a person by reading the Bible in a 30-day period of time. So I encourage you to do that. But I absolutely love ConvertKit, and I think ConvertKit is one of those programs that if you want to take your emailing to the next level for your blog, ConvertKit is the way to do that. Now, I am an affiliate with ConvertKit, so if you were to sign up for an account with ConvertKit using my affiliate code, I would get paid a commission from them. Now, they have probably one of the best commission programs out there. What it is if you sign up for ConvertKit, I get paid a recurring commission monthly from them for as long as you stay with ConvertKit. So if you sign up for the $100 a month plan, so let's say you sign up for the $100 a month plan with ConvertKit, I get paid $30 a month for you staying on with ConvertKit. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. And you can find information by going to their website and about this program. So here's the deal. If you would like to sign up for ConvertKit, and I do encourage you to sign up for ConvertKit because I believe it's going to change the way you do emailing. And I find this is one of the best email programs out there. All you have to do is go to jbsism.com/ConvertKit. jbsism.com/ConvertKit. If you sign up using that link, I'm going to make a commission on it, but you're going to have access to one of the best email solutions available on the market today. It is a email program that is made by bloggers for bloggers, for authors, and I can't tell you how powerful this system really is. The other thing that I've been really working on is creating an e-course. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but I'm working on an e-course that's going to be for free. That's going to give you something pretty powerful by the time you're done with it. And it's going to be a 6-week email e-course, and I can't wait for you to tap into that. But I'm not going to tell you what it is right now because I still have to finish writing it. And if you want the very best in email marketing, I do encourage you to sign up for ConvertKit. So go to jbsism.com/ConvertKit. jbsism.com/ConvertKit. And my friends, I know that if you take me up on this offer, you're going to be taking your business, your family, your life to the next level by using the very best in email marketing solutions. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. My name is Jason Sism. This has been so much fun, and this episode is going to be going live here in just a little bit. I started recording at 7:30 this morning. It is now 8:08, and so my friends, if you could do me a favor, head over to iTunes and leave me a rating and a review. That way I can help more people find their voice and succeed in their family, their ministries, and their life. And then my friends, I also want you to make sure you sign up for my free Friday newsletter where I'm going to give you my best tips, tricks, and strategies on helping you take your life to the next level. So go to jbsism.com/subscribe. jbsism.com/subscribe. And then tell somebody about this show because I want to help spread the message here, spread the love, because this is going to be good. All right, my friends, I will see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.